Just do a quickly review. So he says that the question is, what comes first? Should you be misader your shevach shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then where is he? Rabbi Simloy says the olam yaseh lam shevachu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'achar kach yispalel. And what's yispalel mean? That means bakasha. Here it means bakasha. Okay, because it says ever nov era. So first he has the shevach, and then he has the bakasha. So he says, it's reversed though. That's the funny thing, right? In the Avodah Zarah, it's reversed. It says Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer liolam yishol adam tzorkov v'yachakach yispal. And Rabbi Yeshua says, Yispalel v'yachakach yishal. Right? That's an Avodah Zarah. And then the Gemara says, and what are they arguing about? They're arguing about from Rabbi Simloy. Because Rabbi Simloy said, you should always do Shevach and then Tefillah. So what are they arguing about? Rabbi Yeshua says that he learned it from Moshe. And that's what we should do. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, lo yalfinim Moshe. Because Moshe was different than Rav Guvrei. In other words, in the Avodah Zarah, the Gemara goes back and forth, tries to prove it from Pesukim in Tehillim. And the Gemara says you can't be Medayik either way. The Pesukim could be interpreted either way. So it says, Michdi Karoi lo kemar daiki velo kemar daiki, but my kemifri. So if each one could learn the Pesukim either way, so what are they arguing about? They're arguing about Kididorish Rabbi Simlai. And Rabbi Simloy's drasha was, you should always be Masada Yeshevach, and then Yispalel. And he says he learned it from Moshe Rabbeinu. And then afterwards, So Rabbi Yeshua says, he agrees with Rabbi Simloy. He says, you learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. And Rabbi Eliezer says, that's not a good raya, because Moshe was different. But ordinary people have to do it the other way. Okay, so the Rashba, this line is funny in the Rashba. He says, "V'daki lo nechlechu b'zeh avos ha'olam ele b'bnei sheyesh b'zeh kinos gedolos le'inyoni ha'tfila." He says they're only arguing on this because he says the gedolei ha'olam, the avos ha'olam only argued on this because there are pinos gedolos le'inyoni ha'tfila, great cornerstones of tfila. That's the only.
That's like a great reason.
Can't they argue on a smaller point? Like, they wouldn't argue on anything.
I mean, it seems like the question will still come up that they ultimately get to.
Yeah, I mean, what does he mean by that? I mean, like, they only argued on things that had pinos gedolos. I mean, anything they couldn't have a machlokas on. They wouldn't have bothered to have a machlokas if it was just a small point. Right. I mean, in the end, he learns is talking about the case where. Where they disagree, they hold that you can't. They hold you don't put your personal bakasha into the regular tefillah. So then, this would be like a separate tefillah person's making. So how does that person make that special, that separate tefillah?
Right.
Right. So you mean you're saying that point alone would not have been enough to argue? I don't know. You have to know that too. Okay, but anyway, so I have to think about that, but. So what did he come out with last week, 2 weeks ago? Just a quick review. That what? He said there are three ideas in tefillah that are necessary, right? You have to... he says you need to have three... there are three ideas you have to have... you have to know when you're asking a bakasha. Okay. Because there are three attitudes you could have in this area. One is in terms of what you feel you have a right to. Do you feel that you're coming with a tefillah like you have a right to something, or you're coming just purely for chesed? The second one is whether you are coming as with a doubt, with a certainty that the one you're asking can provide it to you, or with a doubt about it, right? And the third one is, if you if you're coming with the idea that only the one you're asking from can provide it for you, or if this one doesn't give it to you, you can go to someone else. Right? So we said last time that it means to say that the proper bakasha lefnei Hashem is a recognition of your place in terms of in reality before God, that we don't have any demands, right? We don't have a right to something, and it's really the tefillah is really a recognition of the reality that you're before. We don't come and to God and say we have a right to something, and you have to recognize that you have to recognize the Yecholas Hashem, and that everything that comes through any channel is ultimately coming from the cause of causes. So there's really no other source to for any granting of your request. Like he says v'chilo yala b'dayta sheyesh lo tachbola limtzo bakashoso eitzel acher gashmi galgal aruchmi. You can't think in your mind that I could maybe concoct some plan to get around this and get it through another source. It's not true. Bilti yim yamti lo hu yisparach bakashoso. If God doesn't grant your request, you're not going to be able to find a back channel. Meaning to say that you have to recognize that God is the ultimate cause of causes and the source of all reality. It's not like we're going to Him as a regular bakasha to a person or something. You go to a regular person, so then you can come to Him with, you owe me money, or I'm asking you for a favor, or you can come to Him and not be sure if you can provide it, and you can come to Him and have a feeling maybe there's a way I can sneak around it. But that whole way of thinking is not, those three ideas are not applicable to the true idea of tefillah. You have to recognize you're completely you're a nivra. You don't have any demand. You can't say I did something for you, you owe me something back now. And you can't have the idea. You have to have the recognition of the Gevuras Hashem and the fact is that there's Ein Od Milvado, and that's what he says is the three brachos, right? We mentioned the Chesed of the Zchus Avos. We mentioned Gevuros. And then we mentioned Kedusha. And he says Kedusha is that everything recognizes the Kedusha Hashem. Right? Even the Malachim are recognizing Kedusha Hashem. Meaning to say, there's no way you can try to implore another force to secure your request. Okay. So that's a nice idea in terms of in the person's kavana and person's idea of dalaf nei miata omed, and fits it into the first three brachos. But in terms of the that's what he wants to say is really Rabbi Simloi, which is like Rabbi Yeshua, right? First, you have to have, since you're coming with a request, you're coming with a she'ela and a bakasha, says you have to have the right kavana of how to ask. So in order to ask properly from God, it has to be that you recognize you're asking in terms of chesed, you're asking from the source of all of gvura and ein od milvado. So you have to frame your request with the proper ideas first. So that's being mesader shvacho. That's being mesader shvacho. Then you can ask for your request. Then your request is in the proper format. You're having the right ideas when you're asking. So that seems to be almost an unimpeachable idea, right? What is Rabbi Eliezer's disagreement with that? So that's what he explains like this, another idea. He says, it's not that Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with this idea, but Rabbi Eliezer saw sheyesh inyan acher gadol ma'od b'akdamas hashelach. See, he's not saying he disagrees with this idea. but he saw something else, a great matter, about starting with Shevach. And that is that it's a certain amount of azos, he says. It's a certain amount of arrogance, a certain amount of brazenness to be Mishabech. Okay. Really says, because like we said last time, to give praise could imply a certain amount of being in judgment over something, right? Or coming from your own, it is a certain amount of arrogance to give a praise, because it implies that you are summing it up, you're sizing up the situation, and you're deeming it good. Like we say, Talmud's not supposed to tell the Rebbe is good svar, right? Who are you? So that's there is an inyan like that. So therefore, he says you should really ask the tzarkov first, because that lowers you. That makes you realize how needy you are. And then, from that, you're in the position to praise without coming from Avzus. The Shevach has to come from a certain lowness, certain shiftless, certain shaftless, not Avzus. So, but what about Moshe? Moshe was able to do the Shevach without coming from arrogance. He was on such a high level that he was able to open with Shevach and not be considered to be Azus. So he's saying, but the average person has that problem, that to just go into Shevach without first assessing who he is has a certain element of brazenness. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
but the problem with Rabbi Eliezer is, right, isn't he coming for to be Shaul Tsarkov? I mean, he's coming for his, that's what he's coming for. I mean, Tefillah is not Shevach, that's a different institution. Just Stam Shevach is a different institution. Hala, whatever, Shevach, Odo. Here he's coming for his, to be Shaul Tsarkov. And now you're going to turn the She'ela into a Hakdama to the Shevach. So where does he have the she'ela and the proper? Where does he have the she'ela itself? Rabbi Simloy and Rabbi Yeshua seem like still seem right, but then just to round things out, he says that. You should realize that at the time they were having this machlokas, tefillah was already set up. Everybody davened Shemon Esrei already, and everybody davened first three brachas of Shevach, Bakasha, and Hodah. So what were they really arguing about? What is Rabbi Eliezer saying? Going against Anshei Knesset Gedolah, right? So he says no. He says no. That's not what they were arguing about. That's not what they're arguing about. They all agree, even Rabbi Yoshua agrees, that... is it Rabbi Yoshua? No. I'm sorry, I got the wrong guy. Even Rabbi Eliezer says to... Rabbi Eliezer says reverse. Even Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you have to be Shovel Tsarkov and then... And then Yispalel, he agrees that Anshei Knesset HaGedolah did the right thing. Why? Because that's Tfilas Tzibor. Says the Tfilah of the Tzibor is different. The Tfilah of the Tzibor is Kolel Kol HaTzarkim U it's Misukenes L'Kol. It's for everybody. Even if you don't have a Chola, you say Rifeinu. Even if you don't have any financial difficulties, say Birkas Hashanah. So therefore, he says it's like the Kriyas Lefiachu ke Kriyas Parsha Shevachim Lakol. V'Dome Inyan Inyan Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Hashalom Derav Guvrei Shatzibor Mispalim U Meshabachim Ba. So for some reason, he says, now, because it's a tfilas tzibur, it removes the problem. And when they were arguing, they were only arguing if a person had a specific need to make his own tefillah. Then they're arguing, how should he set up his own tefillas nedava? And then he concludes, says, and the Gemara concludes, we don't hold like either one. We say to put it into Shemaya tefillah. Means to say that they both held that a personal tefillah can't be put into the tefillas tzibur. So they had to make a separate tefillas nedava. Then they argued about what the order is. But we hold you can put your regular tefillah, you can put a personal bakasha into the regular tefillah. Okay, so once again, their whole machlokas doesn't exist anymore. Because why? Because we hold you put the regular you can put a personal bakasha into the particular tefillah, the particular brachas of Shemona Esrei. They held that you can't do that. So therefore, if a person had a personal bakasha, he had to make his own little tefillah. When he makes his own tefillah, then they argue, should he have his shevach first or his bakasha first? Then the argument is, do you learn from Moshe, or do you say Moshe is different? But, even the one who says that Moshe is different, he still holds that's only because it's his personal tefillah. But the tefillah of the tzibur is like we can learn from Moshe. Okay, so those are the problems. So you can't say that the machlokas is what's the ikar of tefillah, right? Is the ikar of tefillah bakasha, or is the ikar of tefillah shevach? You can't say that that's the machlokas, right? Because notice how would that work out? You'd say really the ikar of tefillah is bakasha. That's one way. So whatever is the ikar, that has to come after the hakdama. That's the way things work. So that's the side that says you do Shevach and then Bakasha. And the other side says, no, really, the Iker is Shevach. And the whole reason for Bakasha is just to realize the better Shevach. But so then the Bakasha should go first. But that can't be the Machlokas because everybody agrees Moshe did Shevach first. Right? He's only saying, and by Tfilas HaTzibur we do Shevach first. So that everybody agrees that the perfect tefillah is certainly Shevach as an introduction to the Bakasha. He's just saying we can't do that, so we have to switch it around. But so in terms of the facts, it's clear that that nobody is saying in the sense that the Bakasha should be an introduction to the Shevach because the Shevach is really the ultimate thing. And also, it's just not like we were saying before. It's just not doesn't seem that that's what tefillah is. I mean, tefillah is not just an institution of shevach. It's as a matter of fact, like the Rambam, maybe you'll say it's shevach. Essentially, you do it every day. But like the Ramban and says that tefillah is really only in an Eis Tzar, right?
And this one especially is like that.
Yeah, and this one also. So hard to say. That's the time for Shevach. It's not the time for Shevach. It's the time for the Vishal Tzarkov. I mean, so it's definitely in terms of what it is. It's definitely She'elas Tzarkov. Okay, it definitely is She'elas Tzarkov in terms of what it is, and in that sense, the She'ela should be after the Hakdama. Okay, but at the same time that She'elas Tzarkov is maybe the purpose of tefillah, the motif of tefillah, but what are you doing in tefillah? Nonetheless, what is the actual involvement of the person? He is Omed Lefnei Hashem, right? He is in terms of what he's doing, he's an Omed Lefnei Hashem. The Amida is brought about because of a certain need of She'elah. But in terms of what he is doing, the substance of what he's doing is Amida Lefnei Hashem, which requires which has certain requirements in terms of how it can be approached. Right. So it seems that's part of this question. So Shai is trying to help Rabbi Eliezer. that what?
Yeah, the
Ikar
is the Shalat
Sarkov. The Ikar is Shalat Sarkov. Okay,
we're
good.
We're trying to find a way to incorporate Sheva.
Okay. So even though the Sheva comes, even though the She'ela comes first, but it is still one entity. So then it comes out that you had a what? So what did you have? You had Shavach and Bakasha. And
even though you were first Shol Yitzchakov, you contextualized it by having proper recognitions.
Right. So in other words, we're all giving good reasons why. I mean, Rabbi Eliezer seems he does raise a good concern. Right, he does raise a real concern, and it's true that for the average person, I don't think they're arguing about that. I mean, that's the question: are they arguing about that? Doesn't seem they're arguing about that. Doesn't seem that Rabbi Yeshua says no. Everybody is a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, and Rabbi Eliezer says, we're not on the level. And how you know what kind? That's not a good argument. That's not an argument. So it would seem everybody agrees that there is this problem with Bakasha. There is a problem with Bakasha first. With Shevach first. So what's the argument? Right? Mm-hmm. It seems to me the machlokas, the question is there another possibility? Is it possible to change the order? In other words, Moshe did Shevach, and then Bakasha, and then Hodah, right? Rabbi Yoshua's learning, that is definitively the structure of Tefillah. There's no other possibility. Okay? If there's no other possibility, and we have to be Mispalel, it's true there's this concern. So sit for an hour before Tefillah, and I don't know, work on yourself. But there's no choice. That is tefillah. You'll say, but tefillah is dangerous. And a charami. What are you going to do? That's tefillah. Tefillah requires a person to have a certain hachana, hachanas malbush, hachanas makom, hachanas, so this is one of the hachanas he has to be aware of. But Rabbi Eliezer holds that the way Moshe did it was the best way, but not the only way. So since it's not the only way, it still would be tefillah if the order were reversed. It would have the identity of tefillah. So therefore, for us, we should do the second best. It's not the best, but it's for us the best. Okay, so what's that machlokas though? But now you have something to define.
Yeah.
Can tefillah be in any other order than Shevach, Bakasha, and Hodah, or is that definitively tefillah? And anything else is not tefillah. And we can't just make our own things up. So it seems to me, let me just offer you a possibility to think about it a little bit. It seems to me that the question is whether tefillah is a separate institution of Bakasha. Okay, that's what it essentially is. And therefore the Shevach has to be the Hakdama. Because you have to be omed lifnei Hashem to do the Maisa Bakasha. Right? It's Bakasha lifnei Hamakom. So the Bakasha itself has to have that position of being bifnei Hamakom. So first you have to do the Shevach, that's your introduction. And the tefillah now you're ready for tefillah. Okay? Even Moshe Rabbeinu, even the high level that Moshe was on, that he doesn't have the problem that bothers Rabbi Eliezer, he still started with Shevach, right? Mm-hmm. So Shevach is really really necessary. To you have to have the Amida Lifnei Hashem first. That's the process. That's the Maisa. That's the involvement of Amida Lifnei Hashem. And then you enter the Bakasha, because the Bakasha is really the Maisa that you're doing after your after you establish the Amidah Lifnei Hashem. But it's essentially an involvement in Bakasha. And to reverse it would be impossible. But Rabbi Eliezer is learning like Shai was trying to say. That what? It's not essentially a new phenomenon of Bakasha. It's what? It's a certain kind of Amidah Lifnei Hashem. It's a certain kind of Amidah Lifnei Hashem. And therefore, the order is not essential. It's Amidah Lifnei Hashem mitoch Bakasha. Or it's Bakasha mitoch Amidah. It doesn't matter, either one. It has to be, it's a certain type of an Amidah Lifnei Hashem, your recognition. It's a way of being before God with a certain recognition. It's not just Shavach, and it's not just a Maisa of Bakasha that requires a Hachana, but it all forms into one type of Amidah Lifnei Hashem. Now, since the quality of the Amidah Lifnei Hashem is a quality of approaching God in terms of as the one who fulfills the She'elos Adam, it's proper to the perfect way is like Moshe did it, but because that is certainly that's the differentia, that's what differentiates this from just a regular idea of recognizing God. It's in terms of a certain, it does have a certain quality to it, so that quality should be the centerpiece. But if that's not possible, he holds, you can still produce that same idea of Amidah Lifnei Hashem with the quality of coming as a someone who has tzarcha, who has needs, even if it's reversed, because it doesn't matter if it's reversed. It still has now the Amidah is mitoch his recognition of his deficient position and his reliance on God. That still produces a certain kind of an Amidah Lifnei Hashem. An Amidah Lifnei Hashem is not the tefillah. Is tefillah is the Maisa Bakasha itself. Lifnei Hashem, the essence of tefillah, the outpouring of Bakasha, that's the essence. And you have to be prepared to be in the position to perform the Maisa of Bakasha. Or is tefillah really a certain overall recognition of God as the mishalos libo of a person's needs? So it could be reversed. It could be reversed according to Rabbi Eliezer.
How can be anything but the second one?
It's a Maisa of Bakasha. According to Rabbi Yoshua, it's a different institution. There's Shavach, and then there's Tefillah. There's Shira, and there's Tefillah. The essence of Tefillah is to be a Mevakesh, to be Omid of the Hashem, and Mevakesh.
What about the first part?
The Amidah.
Oh,
you have to be Mevakesh from the Bakasha has to be in the right, you have to have the right ideas, otherwise it doesn't have the proper form of Bakasha. But it is a form, essentially it's a form of Bakasha. It's an action. It's an active demand. Well, not a true demand, because we're asking mitoch chesed, but
a demand for chesed.
It's a demand for chesed, right? Whereas Rabbi Eliezer holds there are only different forms of Amidah Lifnei Hashem. There's no qualitative difference between shevach, shira, bakasha. It's just different qualities of your Amidah. We call one tefillah. We call one Shevach, we call one Shira, but it's just because they have different facets to the Amidah, they're different, you're focusing on different realities. when you're doing shira, when you're doing tefillah. But that overall quality can emerge whether the bakasha is first or whether the bakasha is second. The perfect form is for the bakasha to be second, because that's the way you the quality should be the centerpiece. That's what differentiates it from other things. But that's not definitively the order is not definitively necessary. So in terms of what is Tfilas HaTzibur different according to Rabbi Eliezer? Why is Tfilas HaTzibur different according to Rabbi Eliezer? So it seems he only has this concern because you're coming from your own motivation, from your own you're initiating it. So if you're the initiator of the Shevach, then that puts you into position. Then that has the idea of like I'm starting this, and it's my idea, and it's my I'm the cause of this shevach. So then that puts you into position of being more in the position of being of coming in judgment. But if I'm doing it because the tefillah of tzibur is mesukan lakol, so I'm not initiating it. I'm doing it because that's the tzura, that's the format that's established. Like he says, it's more like the whole thing is just more like shvachim lakol. So it's if I am coming on my own, then you have the problem. You know the problem if you're just doing it because it's the din of the of tefillah tzibur. Right, like the bakash is not your own, the shevach is not your own either. It's not your shevach, exactly. You only have this inyan when it's your shevach. But here, it's tefillah, it's kolel, it's kolat sarkim, and it's mesukan, it's lakol. Okay. And what about the last machlokas, whether you can enter your personal tefillah in shemaya tefillah, or whether you have to have your own tefillah, and tefillah satibur is on its own? It seems that the question is, does a personal tefillah require a personal initiation? Or is part of bakasha and tefillah, is part of personal bakasha that you initiate the bakasha? That you initiate the tefillah. It has to be your tefillah. So they held, there's the tefillah for the tzibur, but that doesn't have the quality of personal. Personal bakasha requires a personal commitment, a personal initiation. You can't just tack on a personal request to a tefillah for tzibur. It has a different quality. It has a totally different. They're not the same min. In order to have the quality, in order to be your bakasha, it has to be your tefillah, which means it has to be something that you initiate, dafka. That's the only way it's really going to be personal. And then they get into the problem of, is it proper to initiate shevach on your own or not? But we hold differently. What do we hold? You put it into the tefillah satzibur. As we all, it's not a different quality. Yeah. The end of Dava would have really been, it would seem, it would be like the Rambam said, like they used to just, I guess you'd use the first three brachas, if those are good, but for what you're requesting, it would be something different. Just be whatever you need. Now, so saying like this, that really it does come back down to the original machlokas that we said it doesn't come down to. But we were right at the time. And that is that it does seem to be a question of what is the ikar of tefillah, right? Is it bakasha or is it amid lifnei Hashem? Okay, but in the sense that the question is: are there only different modes of amid lifnei Hashem, or is the amid lifnei Hashem the setting, and then you do a particular maisa? Okay, so for instance, what differentiates Shira from tefillah? So one way, so in the way that Rabbi Eliezer learns is really just different modes of amid lifnei Hashem. Tefillah is where you're omid lifnei Hashem in the with the recognition of your needs and who supplies your needs and who grants your desires. That's a certain form of amid lifnei Hashem. That's a mode of amid lifnei Hashem. So therefore, he says, of course, ideally, the mode should be what differentiates each different type of amida should be the centerpiece of the activity. So Moshe was able to do the ideal format, have his generic amida lifnei Hashem, and then qualify it with his and then enter in bakasha to produce this type of amida lifnei Hashem. But for us mere mortals, we have to do it the other way, right? Moshe was almost like a different, like a malach, right? Ram says. So we have to do it the other way. We have to start off with bakasha, that will put the amid lifnei Hashem into that type of a quality. But you'll still be producing that form of amid lifnei Hashem, and that's what tefillah means. Okay. So, but Rabbi Yoshua holds that tefillah is really a different activity altogether. There's an idea of giving a shira. There's an idea of asking for your requests, for your desires, for your needs. That's a different maisa completely. Each one is the amid lifnei Hashem is what puts you into position to do the maisa of tefillah. But the maisa tefillah itself is an activity of bakasha. So therefore, it's impossible to reverse it. So it comes out then that in that sense, you could say that's the machlokas that we were referring to before. According to Rabbi Yoshua, since tefillah is essentially an amid lifnei Hashem, under the with the quality of God as the fulfiller of your needs, so then it could be reversed because you'll still produce that type of an amida. But if you hold the definition of tefillah is a maisa bakasha itself, then the amida is what is necessary to put you in the position to do the maisa bakasha, then it's impossible to reverse it. Either it might be dangerous, okay, so you have a further obligation to guard yourself against that danger. But the question is what's possible. Everybody agrees that there are these dangers of starting Shevach on your own. But the question is what's possible in terms of tefillah. Tefillah is essentially that bakasha and the amida is just the will put you in the position to make the bakasha, then you have no choice. Whereas according to, if you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, like Rabbi Eliezer, that it's just a type of a mode of amida, so then it's better to do it in the less ideal form, because you'll remove the danger and you'll still produce the entity. When it's from the tzibor, you don't have the danger of going to him, because it doesn't have that quality of initiating on your own, of being the mishabech. So then you do it in the ideal form.
Okay.